Section 6. Getting started. Starting the engine. Check your owner's manual for how to start the vehicle. Be sure the vehicle is in P, park, or the clutch is engaged if operating a vehicle with manual gears. To start the engine, apply the brake, turn the ignition on and check the lights and gauges, fuel level, ABS, airbags, etc. Turn the ignition switch to start, turn on the low beam headlights and lock the doors. Moving forward. Put the vehicle in gear. Check ahead and check for traffic to the sides and behind. Signal, and then gradually accelerate. The top of your foot should be on the gas pedal with your heel on the floor. Stopping. Check your mirrors for traffic to the rear. Move your foot to the brake pedal. Press steadily until your vehicle comes to a stop. Hand position. Always turn the steering wheel in the direction you want to go. This works whether you are going forward or in reverse. Place your hands on the steering wheel. Grip the steering wheel firmly but gently. Use your fingers, not the palms of your hands. Keep your thumbs up along the face of the steering wheel. Never hold the inside of the wheel. Pull-push steering. Use pull-push steering when turning. Pull down with one hand and push up with the other. This results in smooth steering and reduces the potential for oversteering, which can lead to loss of control. Keep your hands and thumbs on the outside of the wheel. Hand-over-hand steering. Use hand-over-hand steering when steering is critical, such as when parking, performing sharp right turns or correcting a skid. One-hand steering. It is always best to keep two hands on the steering wheel. However, when performing some maneuvers, it is okay to use one-hand steering when backing your vehicle or when operating vehicle controls. Backing. Steps to safely back your motor vehicle up. Check behind the vehicle before you get in. You cannot see children or small objects from the driver's seat. Start the vehicle. Apply the brake and shift to reverse. Grasp the steering wheel with your left hand. Put your right arm on the back of the seat and look through the rear window. Your mirrors do not show the area right behind your vehicle. Back slowly. It is hard to steer while backing. Steer in the direction you want the rear of the vehicle to move. If turning while backing, make quick checks to the front and sides. Keep looking to the rear until you are stopped. Do not back up on a freeway or interstate. Keep your vehicle on the right-hand side of the road and do not back unnecessarily long distances. Signaling. Signals shall be given by the use of turn signals, stoplights, or your hand and arm. Good drivers always signal their intentions well in advance. Signals are required. For 2 seconds before turning. For 2 seconds before beginning any lane change. Any time you pull away from a curb. When you intend to slow down or stop, your brake lights will accomplish this if they are operating properly and can readily be seen. In addition, most cars have an emergency flasher system for use when your car is disabled on the highway. Use it. Speed. In Utah, there is the basic speed law which states that you may never drive faster than is reasonably safe. However, when there is no sign, and where no special hazards exist, the following speeds are permitted. 20 miles per hour. When passing a school building or grounds during school recess. While children are going to or leaving school during opening or closing hours or when flashing lights are operating. 25 miles per hour. In any business or residential area. 55 miles per hour. On major highways, as posted. 65/70, 75/80 of a mile per hour. On rural interstate highways. The transition zones in Utah are indicated with pavement markings and additional signs. In addition to the above speed limits, there are times when the law requires that you slow down. Some of those times include. When highway is marked, always be aware of road markings. When approaching and crossing an intersection or railroad crossing. When approaching and going around a curve. When approaching the top of a hill. When traveling upon any narrow or winding road. When special hazards such as people walking beside the road, heavy traffic, or dangerous road conditions exist. During poor weather conditions. Driving on icy road at 10 miles per hour or driving on an open highway on a rainy night at 25 miles per hour may be too fast. Any time when you cannot see clearly. In any highway work zone where construction, maintenance, or utility work is being done. When approaching any authorized vehicle which is flashing red, red and white, or red and blue lights. Speed causes the person to fail to maintain control of the vehicle or stay within a single lane of travel. On the other hand, do not drive so slowly that you become a source of danger on the road. Peace officers are allowed to issue you a citation if you are impeding the normal flow of traffic.